Yes, welcome back to the Premier League show. I'm joined here today with Declan Boardman, Jeremy Dunn and Niant Shah. We are covering everything Premier League today, and that includes Declan Boardman covering Bournemouth, Manchester City, Niant Shah covering Burnley, Crystal Palace, and Jeremy Dunn covering Man United, Southampton.
It's an own goal for Burnley. Jordan Schlupp put it back across the ball, and Phil Bardsley, of all people, has put it into the back of his own net. It all started from a great power run from Cheick Kouyaté, who's found Zaha on the right, who crossed it, who lobbed it across to Jordan Schlupp, who brought it back to the middle, and Barnsley put it back into the back of his net. And that was the first Palace chance of the game.
I'm going to have to cut myself.
Yeah. Batshuayi has just scored a blinder of a goal in the top right hand corner. And Palace have gone 2-0 up. So I don't know what Roy Hodgson has said at half time, but they decided that they're going to get their scoring boots on for the second half and get some shots on. It's been all been Palace from the start. And then they've just played it neatly through to the wing. We've had Wan-Bissaka cut back across, so if any of you got him in a fantasy team, you'll get a nice assist from him.
Jed's celebrating there.
It was a beautiful finish in the top right-hand corner from Batshuayi. So it's 2-0 Burnley, 2-0 Palace, I should say.
Yeah, an absolute quality ball from Wan-Bissaka there. He is an absolute quality player, almost come out of nowhere this season.
They were showing the stats of like the average positions of each player at half-time, and anywhere on Palace's right was stuck back in their own half. And I think that is a lot to do with Wan-Bissaka. I'm a big fan of him, and I think he shows a lot of maturity for someone who I think he's still only 20 years of age and definitely a big novice on the scene.
Yeah, I mean, England, just on an England point of view, we got quite a number of really good players coming through, especially on that right-hand side with him and Trent Alexander-Arnold. Maybe Alexander-Arnold in the future, maybe slot into the middle of the park, but a very, very good player, Wan-Bissaka. I was going to do this when I hosted the show a couple of weeks ago, the top out of top six team this season. And I don't think anyone could argue is he that right back spot is his. I mean, can anyone think of anyone else out of the top six? Even in the top six?
Possibly Doherty.
I'd make a case for.
But the thing is with Doherty, he's very much a wing back. He's very good going forward, and I think he's picked up quite a few assists for Wolves. But I think in terms of just the all-round game, I completely agree. Wan-Bissaka's been phenomenal. I mean, he's been linked with United quite a lot in recent weeks, and I could see that as the man who is meant to be their long-term right back. Dallow is actually warming up there, just showing, panning that to the camera. So that was a bit of a weird coincidence there, probably making a point for him. But I agree. I think Doherty would make the bench for me, but I don't think he'd start. I can't think of anyone like at Newcastle, for example, that's particularly like jumps to mind as like a good. I mean, Ledlin was the one. I mean,
he's fine.
He's okay, but like, he's a bit of a mediocre player.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that assessment. Derek, anything happening in the first couple minutes of your game?
Well, there was actually a chance for Bournemouth, amazingly. There was a free kick that was given, and Brooks delivered it into the box, and Nathan Ackley went up for it. Edison then went for the punch, and in the collateral damage, Nathan Ackley went down injured. Instead of then Bournemouth making a substitution, it was actually Manchester City made a defensive substitution. John Stones has went off and Vincent Kompany's come on, but John Stones looked very, very fit, and he didn't seem like he was in any way struggling. It's the 48th minute, and making a substitution just after half time is, you would have said it would have been for, not necessarily for tactics, but John Stones coming off is very, very odd. Nathan Aki's since come back on, and he seems perfectly fine. And that is very, very important that Nathan Aki does actually stay on, because he's closed off so many channels from Bernardo Silva and Kyle Walker whenever he's being on the ball. He's been trying to put it forward to Brooks and Frazier. It seems like Manchester City are now trying to get themselves back onto the ball. And Vince Kompany's come on now. It's still 0-0.
Yeah, just a quick championship update. It would be the perfect afternoon for Forest, because Birmingham have just gone 1-0 down away at the KC Stadium in Hull City there. So Derby, Birmingham and Bristol City all losing there, but they are themselves losing 1-0 to Stoke. So it's actually quintessential Forest. They have an opening for them, but they shoot themselves in the foot. And Jez is looking
I don't know how to... Sanchez is down again, actually. I should say. He's just literally walked about 3 yards, fallen over, and it looks like that's not good. He's signaling to the bench, I think, that he's going to need to be taken off.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate, they're going to be playing the under-23s in the next couple of games. Like, they're going to have to roll out that squad. Let's hope they don't have too many games coming up. Bad news for Jez's fantasy team. Diego Llota has come off for Matt Doherty. Do you have Matt Doherty?
I've got Matt Doherty. That's one for one.
Okay, Jez, not in as much pain as Alexis Sanchez in right now.
And actually, it's Dallow, I should say, that's being brought on,
interesting.
So I'm wondering if that means maybe will Ashley Young push forward? I'm not entirely sure what their plan's going to be for that. But yeah, Sanchez, that looks like he's going to be out for a couple of games, I'd reckon, now with that. And he throws his water bottle to the ground in frustration. Walking there next to Marcus Rojo, for some reason, has come over to have a chat with him. But yeah, Pereira, it looks like that United might have to switch things up a bit as Diego Dallow comes onto the field now.
So unlucky for Manchester United there. Dallow, I think, slotted into right mid against Liverpool, maybe.
Yeah.
Or at least in one of their recent games. I think it might have been against Palace. And has there been a chance, Nian?
Man, Barnes will be kicking himself. He should take himself off the pitch. He's missed. He was right in front of goal. And he's managed to boot it over. I might not be doing him justice, and there might be a deflection. But that should have been 2-1.
Oh my goodness.
Hennessy didn't even have to move. All he did was raise his hands. There was no need for him to be there.
Literally 2 yards.
It's disgraceful.
Out.
I think that's a bit excessive. Sorry.
No, I would completely agree. That is absolutely disgraceful.
You're down and you've had the performance you've had in the first half. You should be getting. Well, those sort of shots should go in the back of the net, even if you're Lukaku.
Steady on.
Let's not go that far. So Burnley seem to have responded reasonably well. Jez, another shout there.
Yeah, sorry. Rashford nearly there, getting another one. Back post of for Man United. He drifted onto the back post and the ball was whipped in. I really could do the replay very quick to see who that was from United's right-hand side. United have been pressing Southampton a lot more and they've been opening them up a fair bit. But a quick 1-2. It looks like it's Pereira that gets the ball and he just whips it in. And Marcus Rashford is at the back post. It narrowly goes wide. Actually, I apologise. It isn't Pereira. It was Diego Dallow. So that's his first contribution straight away from coming onto the field there. Rashford at the back post leaps above the goal scorer of Valerie and narrowly wide. So warning shot there for Southampton. They need to stay a bit more alert now because Man United look like they are going to try and salvage something from this game. They haven't laid down a lot of games, so it looks like they're going to try and go for this one. I'm sorry to cut you off there, but Andres Pereira has just levelled it here. And if we thought that we'd seen one wonder goal, I've just seen probably another absolute beauty as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer comes running down from the stands onto the pitch. Pereira gets the ball about 20 yards out, flicks it onto his right foot, and a classic curling ball into the top right corner. Gunn could do nothing about that. Real shame for him there. I'm just going to get another quick replay of it here. It's ping forward on the counter attack, lands at Dallow. Lukaku lays it off to Dallow, who then plays it through to Pereira. Pereira, yeah, he's about 25 yards out. A curler perfectly placed that. It's 1-1 here.
Oh, it's a goal. It's a goal for Manchester City.
Oh, it's all going wrong.
Terrible 1 minute.
Yeah, it's Manchester City. It's been coined for such a long time. Bournemouth haven't registered a single shot in the game. And for all the possession that Manchester City have had, it has really, really paid off. It seems if the goal scorer was the substitute, Riyad Mahrez, all the play coming through that left-hand side. Zinchenko putting the ball through to, of course, the little fox in the box, David Silva. David Silva then plays it to Riyad Mahrez. Riyad Mahrez just threads it through Arsene Boric. Boric really laboured and couldn't really do anything at all.
Again, as the ball's whipped across the back post, but Smalling gets ahead on it and it flies over. And it looks like, though, it could be another Southampton corner. I'm just going to double-check that. I think it might be, yes. It's all action here at Old Trafford at the moment. There's just been a goal here at Old Trafford, and Declan really won't like this for everyone. It's Romelu Lukaku who has got the goal.
My best mate.
Yeah, to be fair, United quite good build up play. Lots of short passes. They were moving the ball forward there towards the left hand side of the Southampton box. It's then moved into it as Lukaku then comes on the end of a pass. I'm going to see who the pass was for, but takes about two steps, just knocking it further forward, and then slots it calmly past Gunn. That gives gives United the lead here. They've come back from being one nil down. People be saying it's more like the United of old, but it's just a really frustrating thing for us to see as other fans here. We are just having a quick look. Yeah, Luke Shaw played it in to Pereira, who held up the ball very well. Question if Lukaku is offside, but Lukaku receives it from Pereira. Gakpo then takes it on his right foot from his left. He takes it, the first touch with his left, shifts it onto his right, and then buries it into the bottom left. The bottom left of Gunn's goal. To be fair, Lukaku scoring with the right is a rarity as much as him scoring nowadays. But I've just seen a brilliant free kick here by James Ward-Prowse to restore to get Southampton back in this. Beforehand, I was quiet because I was hoping that was going to go in a perfect angle there for Ward-Prowse. Beforehand, Armstrong had been brought down by a horrible tackle from Young, who claimed he'd also been injured, when actually clearly you could see that Armstrong was bearing the knock. And we saw there was a long build-up to this as De Gea was preparing his wall, and Ward-Prowse hits it. It curves over the wall and flies perfectly into the top right corner of David De Gea's net. De Gea left outstretched. He just missed it. That's certainly one for the cameras. There's been some absolutely sublime goals here today, but that's been a fantastic finish there for Ward-Prowse.
Then going in. Oh, he just hit the crossbar. Sergio Aguero trying to test Artur Boric from just outside the box. And it was just trying to curl itself in. It was actually very, very central, and it was just on top of the crossbar. It goes and slams the crossbar back into play, and instead of falling straight into Mahrez's feet, it goes straight into a Bournemouth defender's feet. Absolutely brilliant game right now, and it could go down to the wire. It's still 1-0.
Oh, has there been a goal?
Oh, there has. It's at the very end of the match, and Romelu Lukaku has got the second. He's thrown his shirt off, so that's a yellow card to him. But he has got a goal, which was, to be fair, quite impressive by Lukaku. The ball has passed him just on the edge of the box. He turns with his right foot, shoots from about 20, maybe 19 yards out, and it flies just, takes an awkward bobble in front of Gunn, the former Manchester City keeper, and, ends up in the back of the net. It's 3-2 here at Old Trafford, and I think that's probably then the victory and all 3 points for Man United. They have really had to work for it today, and in all honesty, I think that a draw would have been much more fitting of how both sides have played. Fred played a quick 1-2 with Luke Shaw, who then laid it off to Fred, who has now got an assist in the Premier League. That's how weird this game has been.
Three absolutely brilliant goals for Manchester United there.
This is URN Sport.